Psalm 119, Part 11, Lesson 11, Preface. Though we must surrender what is the nearest and dearest on this earth, if we keep the word of God, we have all that our soul needs. The words that I speak unto you, says the Lord, they are spirit and they are life. The words of Jesus Christ are living and life-giving words, and he who has and holds them cannot die. He will and must live. And though his body must die and return to dust, yet his soul cannot die. For God is a God of the living and not of the dead. The soul in which lives the word of Christ, that soul comes to God and enters on a life which excels the life in this world, as the heaven is high above the earth. Oh, how blind are we that we seek earthly treasures and seek not the word of God! What folly that we seek all manner of means to prolong this bodily life and neglect the life which is of God through the word of Jesus Christ. Alas, the blindness that our hearts cleave unto silver which is dug out of the ground, and care nothing for that heavenly word which gives life to the soul. Casting off the love of this earth, let us say with Peter, Lord, to whom should we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. This word of life is praised also in the last lesson of the 119th Psalm. Shin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that finds great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Tau. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Summary. This text teaches that all joy without the word of God is only vanity. The butterfly spends the summer flitting from flower to flower and seeking only enjoyment. But when autumn comes, his wings are frostbitten, and his joy is at an end. The world calls those favorites of fortune who have nothing to do but to follow pleasures. But how often is the flower of their joy nipped in full bloom? And when the winter of age comes and death approaches, the long night of eternity settles upon them. There is a nobler joy than the noblest pleasures of earth, the joy of the soul knowing itself one with its author. Dear soul, love thou the word of God and commune with it in the morning. Once more, David here summarizes what is comprised in this psalm, and he ends it with the confession that he is dependent alone on God and his word. He says, I am a lost sheep, utterly helpless, and not knowing what to do. Thou must seek me and save me, or I perish. But this I do, I hold to thy word. It is the anchor of my hope. Prayer. Lord, thou art good and gracious, and most heartily do we thank thee, that thou hast granted us to read and to hear this song, in which thou dost commend unto us thy heavenly word. And now do thou thyself prepare a place for it in our hearts, that it may shine in us as a light, dispelling the night of unbelief and sin, and filling our souls with the love of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.